Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today, Climate and Community speaks to two members of the Brooklyn Climate Response Committee to learn about the initiatives they've brought to their town to educate residents about how to reduce emissions, save money, and build community.
I'm Corinne Collette, and I live in Brooklyn, Maine, and I'm a member of the Brooklyn Climate Response Committee.
I'm Doug Hyland, and I also am a Brooklyn resident and am currently the chair of the Brooklyn Climate Response Committee.
Doug and Corinne shared what initially got the Climate Response Committee off the ground.
I was attending a conference put on by the governor's office, and I ran into one of our select ladies from Brooklyn, and she said, "What you need to do, Doug, is to form a committee so that the town can apply for the governor's office's Community Resilience Partnership Program." So I assembled a small group of people, and that's pretty much how things got started.
Doug approached me quite early on in the process and asked if I would join the committee. It was a little bit of a bait and switch because he said, "We're just going to form this committee and become part of this partnership, and I think that will be it." But Doug showed some really great leadership and ideas of what we could do in the town. And I'm quite passionate about climate issues, and so I was happy to join.
I asked the two if they think their group would have formed without the creation of the Community Resilience Partnership, an office housed in the Governor's Office of Policy Innovation in the future that supports communities in pursuing climate action and resilience.
I honestly think it probably would not have formed without the impetus from the governor's office, just because I wasn't thinking in those terms.
I don't think we would be as effective without the support from the governor's office. And I agree with Doug that chances of this starting without that initial impetus for the partnership, I'm not sure if a group like this would have started.
Thanks to the formation of the Community Resilience Partnership, Doug and Corinne have made a sizable impact in their town, starting with their energy coaching program.
We have this energy coaching program that we've had for at least 2 years, started sort of sputtering along and has gotten, we like to think, somewhat refined. And it feels like something we can really do. Making homes more efficient and switching them over to renewable energy sources is something that can be done on a house-by-house basis. And so it feels like a program that is really timely. So we try to explain to people that we're not giving them a grade on anything. We come into their home and basically we try to make an eyeball assessment of the current level of their energy efficiency and suggest ways that they could make their home more efficient and help them. We're really a liaison between a homeowner and Efficiency Maine. Efficiency Maine is a wonderful organization, but it's daunting. Their website has so much on it, and their policies tend to change frequently. It can be hard for the average person to interact with them on their own. So we talk with a homeowner for probably nearly an hour. I ask them things like, do they stay here during the winter? How do they heat their home? How do they heat their hot water? Do they feel that their home is drafty and uncomfortable in the winter? Are they interested in solar? Are they interested in EVs? Do they know about things like induction stoves? Do they know anything about the insulation level in their house? A bunch of questions like that.
I asked Corinne and Doug how their committee recruits the right people to fill this unique volunteer position.
One of the things we'd like to emphasize is that it's something that you as an individual, if you have some knowledge about home construction or are just very interested and are willing to learn, we would like to encourage people to do that as a relatively small thing you can do as an individual that would have a big impact. I would say by, in a sense, using the amateur, as it were, rather than someone in the profession, you can really help demystify the process because you look at what do I do first? Where should I go? Where's the best way to spend my money? And it's peer-to-peer rather than the expert telling someone what to do. Though we always say when it comes to some specific thing to do, like installing heat pumps, is talk to your contractor, talk to one of the efficiency main approved vendors, and they will tell you the details of how to do this.
We plant a bunch of seeds during a home visit, and a lot of times nothing happens, but many times things happen right off the bat, and sometimes things sprout up a year or two later.
Next week on Climate and Community, join us to hear how Doug and Corinne have sought to involve more members of the Brooklyn community through sharing a meal and one small gift to local students that is meant to last a lifetime.
This has been Climate and Community with A Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.